Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding you Mishnah Berurah. Today, we will be learning Daf Resh Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros. We pick up today, let's see, one, two, three, four. Four lines off the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch on Resh Mem Aleph Amud Beis, in the middle of Simen Shin Ayin Beis Sif Yud Beis. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanasunim Batsaru Bashivya, Haim de Bein Bayam, Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Alehem, Vietziam Yitzar Lervacha, Meafela Laura, Mishiva Lagula, Hashtab Agalo, Visman Karif and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schus, Rifu Shaleva, for Achi Agadol, Meshabem and Esther Fradel, Rifka Bashir Lech, Avadasa Basrezel Serel, Yitzchak Tzian Ben Dusha, Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkachana, and for Yerucham ben Masha. They should all have Refu Shalema, Besech Shar Chol Yisrael. Our learning should be a schus. The Rebbeinu Shalom should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. B'chol Makim Shehem. So, here in Sif Yud Beis, yesterday, we learned a very interesting halacha. We learned about Aziz HaYotze Min HaKaisel. You have the kaisel that exists between the two chatzeros. The kaisel is 10 tefachim tall. This kaisel effectively cuts the two chatzeros off from each other, and it disallows for the possibility of making a joint Eruve chatzeros. However, there is Aziz HaYotze Min HaKaisel V'yesh by Arba Al Arba. There's a ledge, a shelf, a step of some kind that is jutting out of this wall, and it has the minimum size requirement to be able to act as an access point to the top of the wall, so that if such a ziz would exist on one side, the b'nei chatzer of that chatzer would be granted the right to use the top of the kaisel for kelim sheshov subabayis. Now the problem is that it's a ziz hayoytze min hakaisel. If it's a ledge that just juts out from the wall, I realize the ledge has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. But let's say the ledge is at the 5 tefach mark. So it's very nice that it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's very nice that from the ziz to the top of the kaisel is less than 10 tefachim, but there's still a problem. It's a miut ha'imedes pa'avir. This is a ziz that's jutting out in the middle of the air. It's more than the sheer lavud removed from the ground, so it's not seen as being connected to the ground. It's a miut ha'imedes pa'avir. A miut ha'imedes pa'avir is lo shmei miut. We cannot use that as an access point to the top of the wall. So the Mechaber told us about a very interesting kula. What we could do is we could use a sulam kolshehu. We could take a little ladder, and by little, what I mean is, it's not dalet tvachim wide. The rungs of the ladder are not dalet al dalet. So in no sense is this sulam, this ladder, dalet al dalet. In a vacuum, this sulam would not do anything for us. This sulam would not be a good access point to the top of the wall. However, we're not counting on the sulam to be the access point. We're not counting on the sulam to be the miut. We're counting on the ziz to be the miut. Problem is that this is a miut ha'imedes pa'avir, because it's more than sheer lavud removed from the ground. That problem, the sulam kol shehu can resolve for us. We take a sulam kol shehu, we put the bottom end of the sulam on the ground, we rest the top of the sulam kol shehu against the ziz. We now look at this sulam, in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, as being a darga to the ziz. We look at it as being a step, so to speak, a way to get to the ziz. Essentially, what we're really doing is we're looking at this sulam and ziz setup very much like we looked at the two itztavos, the itztava al gabi itztava from Sif Yud Aleph. In Sif Yud Aleph, we had two itztavos. We had a bottom itztava that was not dalet al dalet. So the bottom itztava in a vacuum doesn't help us any. It's not dalet al dalet. But we had an upper itztava that was dalet al dalet. Problem is that the upper itztava is a miut ha'imedes pa'avir. But now that we have a bottom itztava, the bottom itztava is within sheer lavud to the ground, the top itztava is within sheer lavud to the bottom itztava, we now look at the two itztavos as being one unified construct. It has an upper surface area of dalet al dalet. It could serve as an access point. It's not a miut ha'imedes pa'avir by virtue of the bottom itztava. Same thing is going on over here. We have a ziz hayoytze min hakaisel. The ziz has the requisite size of dalad al dalad. Problem is, it's a miyat toimetis ba'avir. How are we going to solve that? By using the sulam kolshu. The same way in Sifyot Aleph, the bottom itztava doesn't have the requisite size of dalad al dalad. In Sifyot Beis, the sulam kolshu doesn't have the requisite size of dalad al dalad. But just as in Sifyot Aleph, what we're doing is we're joining the sulam kolshu together with the ziz hayotze and akaisel. We're turning it into one unified construct that has the requisite surface area on top of dalad al dalad. It becomes an access point to the top of the kaisel. If this exists on one side of the kaisel, the Mea Chotzer on that side can now have access to the top of the wall. They own the top of the wall. It becomes part of their Chotzer. They could take a Keli Shishavas Babayas. They could bring it from the bias to the top of the kaisel. Of course, to do that, they have to have a proper Iruv Chatzeris. Okay, now let's move on. Four lines off the bottom right by the Oiskot and Tzadik Tes for the Mishnah. A few words before the Oiskot and Tzadik Tes for the Mishnah Brura, where the Bechar is going to give us a caveat, another requirement to use this kula of the Sulam Kalshu. Says the Bechar, who? When could we employ this kula of the Sulam Kalshu? V'hu she'aniach ha-sulam al-gav haziz. This only works if the upper edge of the Sulam Kalshu rests on the ziz itself, on the ledge, meaning it's leaning against the upper surface of the ledge. Avol simchai etzloi. But let's say you take the Sulam Kalshu and you don't rest the upper edge of the Sulam on the ziz. Instead, you rest the upper edge of the Sulam Kalshu on the wall next to the ziz. That does not work. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut and sadik tes. Al gavaziz. Aval, if it's next to the ziz, it's not effective. What the Mechaber wants to say is, sheyisbaych roisha elyon shasulam baziz. The upper edge of the sulam kolshu has to be resting on the ziv proper, on the ziv itself. V'loy sheyisbaych hasulam lekaisel etzal aziz. You cannot take the upper edge of the Sulam Kalshu and lean it against the wall next to the ziz. And says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not even enough to employ lavud. You can't even put the upper edge of the Sulam within three tfakim of the ziz, try to employ lavud and turn it into one construct. In order for this to work, says the Mishnah Berurah, really says the Mechaber, in order for this to work, we really have to be able to see the sulam and the darga, the sulam and the ziz being one construct. The sulam has to be leaning directly on the ziz. It's not enough to put it next to it and employ lavud. If we have a chance, maybe we'll discuss why. Happens to be a very interesting point. Okay, in the meantime, let's go weiter, where the Mechaber is now going to do some interesting math for us. Says the Mechaber, four lines off the bottom near the end of the line. The Cholzman She'en Gavaya HaKaisel Esrim Tvachim. So long as the wall separating the Chatzeres that we're dealing with is not 20 Amos tall or taller, Dai Beziz Echad Shemanichoy Be'emtza. In order to have an access point to the top of the wall, all you need is one ziz in the middle. Sharei ain gavaya asara ad haziz, v'loy gavaya asara bimedu ad reish ha-kaisel. If you have a kaisel that's 19 and a half tefachim tall, and you put a ziz dalad al dalad at the midpoint of the wall, it is now less than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the wall to the ziz, and it's less than 10 tefachim from the ziz to the top of the wall. Now you can employ the kula of the sulam kolshu. Put the sulam kolshu at the bottom, let it rest on the ziz. Now you have a ziz, dalad al dalad, that you could get to that's less than 10 tfachim from the ground. And once you're on the ziz, you have less than 10 tfachim to the top of the wall. Now it's true that when you ascend from the ground to the top, to the ziz, you're not at the top of the wall yet, but that's okay. You have easy access to the ziz. And then from the ziz, you have easy access to the top of the wall, because in both cases, it's less than 10 tefachim. So nowhere in your journey from the ground to the top of the wall do you have to scale a distance of more than 10 tefachim? And that, says the Mechaber, that's fine. V'imu gavaya esrim, but let's say we're dealing with a wall that is 20 tefachim tall or taller. Well, now what are you going to do? Now you need to scale 10 tefachim in order to get to the ziz. If you have to scale 10 tefachim in order to get to the ziz, now we're not going to be able to employ the kula of the ziz kolshu. Let's go a little bit weiter. V'im gavaya esrim, what could you do in order to resolve the situation if you have a wall of 20 tefachim or more? In that case, says the Mechaber, very simple. Tzar shnei zizin. You'll have to use two zizin. Echad b'soich ha'sara ha'tachtoinim. Let's say you'll put one ziz, 6 tefachim off the ground. And you'll put a sulam kol shehu going from the ground to that ziz. All right. So now you've got your construct at the bottom. You've got a ziz that has an upper area of dalet al dalet. You've got access to it with the sulam kol shehu, which is a darga to the ziz, right? This is one construct. You have easy access to that ziz after 6 tefachim. All right. You know what you'll do now? Now you'll put up another ziz. You'll put up another ziz, let's say, 8 tefachim on top of this ziz. You're now at the 14 tefach mark. You're a 6. The first ziz is 6 tefachim off the ground. The second ziz is 8 tefachim above the bottom ziz. All right. You'll take a sulam kol shehu. You'll put a sulam kol shehu on the bottom ziz. The bottom edge of the sulam kol shehu will be on the bottom ziz, the lower ziz, at the 6 tefach mark. The upper edge of the second sulam kol shehu will be leaning against the upper ziz, right? So now you have easy access to the upper ziz. The bottom sulam kol shehu and the bottom ziz is at the 6 tefach mark. No problem. And it's dalet al dalet, easy access to get up to that ziz. Now you have a second sulam kol shehu going from the bottom ziz to the upper ziz. The upper ziz also has a surface area of dalet al dalet. And once you're on the upper ziz, you're within 6 tefachim of the top of the wall. Also easy access, less than 10 tefachim. Now you have access to the top of the wall. The Bnei HaChatzar on that side gets to the top of the wall. Let's see it inside. Vimu gavaya esrim, tsar shnei zizin, now you will require two zizin. Echad besaych hasara tachtoinim, the lower ziz will be within 10 tefachim of the ground. The echad lamaylu mimenu besaych hasara hel yoinim, the second ziz, the upper ziz, will be above the lower ziz, and it will be in the middle of the upper 10 tefachim of the wall, right? In our case, it's at the 14 tefach mark. So it's in the middle of the upper 10 tefachim of the wall, and it's within 10 tefachim, obviously, of the top of the wall. Shemahaya aziz gavaya asara. The reason you have to do it this way is because, let's say you would put up one ziz, 12 tefachim off the ground, right? And you'll say to yourself, well, I now have a ziz that's dalet al dalet, and it's within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall, right? Because if it's 12 tefachim off the ground and the wall is 20 tefachim, so that ziz is within 8 tefachim of the top of the wall. Yeah, but it's 12 tefachim off the ground. If it's 12 tefachim off the ground, now, says the Mechaber, you cannot employ the kula of a ziz kolshu. Shemaya aziz gavaya asara leisagile besulam kolshu. If your lower ziz is 12 tefachim off the ground, it's not going to help you to put up a sulam kolshu to get access to that ziz, right? Think about it for a second. The whole basis for the kula of the sulam kolshu is that we're not using the sulam kolshu in a vacuum to create the access to the top of the wall. We're counting on the dalet al dalet surface area of the ziz to give us access to the top of the wall. The only thing that we're using the sulam kol shehu for is to be a darga to the ziz, to be a base for the ziz. That's why it could be a kol shehu. It doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. Like I said earlier, this is like sif yod aleph. It's like the bar mitzvah. So we don't need it to be dalet al dalet. But if the ziz dalet al dalet is 12 tefachim off the ground, right? Let's imagine there's no sulam at all. You have a ziz 12 tefachim off the ground. What does that do for us? It's above 10 tefachim. There's a mechitza of 10 tefachim between the ground and the ziz. The ziz does nothing for us. The two chatzeros are cut off. You want to put up a sulam to go to the ziz. Well, if the sulam is a sulam kolshu, since the ziz itself is above the 10 tefach mark, we would have to be using the sulam in a vacuum. We have to discount the ziz, because the ziz is above 10 tefachim. All we have is the sulam. If it's a sulam kolshu, it's not dalet al dalet. Doesn't do anything for me. So if you have a ziz above the 10 tefach mark, and you want to use a sulam to get access to the ziz, the sulam itself has to be dalet al dalet al dalet. Right? It has to be 4 tefachim wide. So that would work, says the Mechaber, and that's why if you're 20 tefachim tall, you're going to need 2 zizim. And each one, the bottom one is going to have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, the upper one is going to have to be within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall, and within 10 tefachim of the lower ziz. Shem haya aziz gavai asara loy sagilei besulam kolshu. One more requirement to finish off the sif, says the Mechaber, turning to Reish Mem Beis Amud Aleph, also, if you're going to employ an upper ziz and a lower ziz, the upper ziz cannot be directly above the lower ziz. Why, says the Mechaber? You have to be able to position your sulam so that the bottom edge is on the lower ziz, and then it could lean at an angle to go up to the upper ziz so that you could lean it against the upper ziz. Can't be that you have an upper ziz directly above the lower ziz with a vertical ladder. That we cannot do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan, Kuf, near the bottom of Reish Mem Aleph Amud Beis. B'saych Asara HaElyonim, if you have a wall of 20 tefachim, your lower ziz is going to be in the bottom 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the ground. The upper ziz is going to be somewhere in the middle of the upper 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall. And as I mentioned, the upper ziz has to be within 10 tefachim of the lower ziz. Otherwise, to get from the lower ziz to the upper ziz, you have to scale an area that is taller than 10 tefachim, that is not easy access, and then the two chatzeres would be cut off. The gam tzarech lazesh de sulamais, and obviously you're going to be using 2 sulam kolshus here. Echad min aretz ad ziz hatachtoin, 1 sulam kolshu to be the darga to the ziz hatachtoin. The echad min hatachtoin ad elyoin, and then another ziz kolshu, another sulam kolshu to be the darga that gets you from the lower ziz to the upper ziz. If the ziz would be above the 10 tefachim mark, what the Mechaber wants to say is, if the lower ziz is more than 10 tefachim removed from the ground, or if the upper ziz is distanced more than 10 tefachim above the lower ziz, then you cannot use a sulam kolshu, elashia b'mishchai arba tefachim. Rather, you would need a sulam that's 4 tefachim wide. And again, the reason for this is, then you need the sulam in a vacuum. So long as we're using the sulam to be a darga to the ziz, then it's the upper surface, the upper dalal surface of the ziz that we're counting on. I don't care if we have a sulam kolshu. But once the ziz, dalet al dalet, is over the 10 tefach mark, now it's we really have to discount it. Now we really have to count on the sulam. So then the sulam has to be substantial. The sulam has to have the requisite width of dalet tefachim. Ice cut and kveis. The who and the Mechaber added another caveat over here, and that is the positioning of the 2 zizin. The upper ziz cannot be directly above the lower ziz. They have to be laterally separated from each other, so that you could position a sulam kolshu on the upper surface of the lower ziz and then angle it, and lean it at an angle on the edge of the upper ziz. Okay. Moving along to Sif Yud Gimel, top line, Reish Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So back in Sif Ches on Reish Mem Amud Beis, we learned the halacha of a sulam, a ladder, placed on both sides of the mechitza. So again, we have a kaisel, 10 tefachim tall, separating the two chatzeres. There's no doorway in the kaisel, This disallows the two chatzeres from joining in a joint eruve chatzeres. Now, if you take two ladders, you put a ladder on one side of the kaisel, a ladder on the other side of the kaisel, provided that the two ladders are dalit tfachim wide, you've now created a pesach between the two chatzeres. Now, again, the ladders have to be dalit tfachim wide, because dalit tfachim is the minimum shear of a pesach, the width of a doorway. So the sulamais, the ladders, have to be dalit tfachim wide, and the sulamais have to go all the way up to the top of the wall, or at least to within the shear lavud, to within three tfachim of the top of the wall. The ladders have to be on both sides of the wall. Now you've effectively created a pesach between the two chatzeres, and they could join in a joint eruve chatzeres. Here in Sif Yud Gimel, we're revisiting the topic of these ladders. So, says the Mechaber, Ha'emid shnei sulamos ze b'tzad ze. So, you've got Chatzer A and Chatzer B, and the people in Chatzer A want to put up a ladder on their side of the kaisel. But they don't have a ladder that's dalut tfachim wide. But what they do have is they have two ladders. The problem is that the two ladders together are not even dalut tfachim wide. So let's say each ladder is a tefach and a half. So were they to put the two ladders next to each other, they would now have three tefachim of ladder. Three tefachim of ladder is not sufficient. You need four tefachim. So they came up with a very enterprising solution, says the Mechaber. And this is based on a case in the Gemara. It's not based. It's an actual case in the Gemara Erevin Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Hevich Tei Sulami Zebet Tzatzeh. They put two ladders alongside each other. But even together, you don't have ladder of dalet tvachim wide. In our case, you've only got three tvachim. So what did they do? They pulled the two ladders apart, and now they have a gap between the two ladders. So they separated the two ladders by a tefach. Now you've got three tvachim of ladder, and you've got a one tefach space between them for a total of four. Problem is that the gap in the middle is not ladder, it's a space. So what did they do? Umile ha'aver shebeinehem bekash. Literally, these words mean they filled up the gap between the two ladders with straw. Now, if you would just read it like that, you would think that what it means is they separated the two ladders. They didn't want to have a gap between the two ladders. They took straw, and they packed straw in the gap between the two ladders. That's not what it means. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah's Katan Kuf Gimel. Umile ha'avir shebeneim bekash. They filled up the space between the two ladders with straw, says the Mishnah Berurah, sha'asa'an ke'ein shlivois. They made rungs out of straw. And if you take a look at the Sharitziyot Ois Katan Samaches, he takes this from a Rashi, Ayin Ches Aman Aleph, Dibra Maschil Sulam. And if you take a look at the Gemara, and you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over there, what they did was, V'kava kashin shel tfua, they took straw from grain. So let's say the stalks of wheat, right? You take the top, the wheat, the top of the stalk itself that contains the wheat, you took it off, and now you have the stalk. They took the stalks, and they made them, Rashi says, ke'en chavokin, like rungs, mizeh lozeh, from one ladder to the next ladder, la shlimon la arba, to create four tfachim of ladder. So what I want you to visualize is two ladders alongside to each other, a gap in between. Now take stalks of tfua, stalks of grain, and let's say you take six, seven stalks, and you twist them together to make sort of a rope, and now position these ropes, aka the straw, position them going from the rungs of one ladder to the rungs of the other ladder. Now, it's not going to connect rung to rung because you have the side posts of the ladder acting as dividers. But the point is, somehow they connected this kash to each ladder, and the kash is lined up so that it's sort of a continuation of the rungs of the ladders. So you've got a ladder on the right with rungs, a ladder on the left with rungs, the side posts of the ladders in the middle, and now going along the same lateral
plane as the rungs of the ladders, you've got these straw rungs going between the ladders. And by this, by doing this, what the B'nai HaChatzar are trying to do is, they're trying to claim that they now have ladder of Dalet Tvachim. Does that work? Says the Mechaber, no. Third line from the top. Einoy Moyel, this is not effective. Loyal HaTirei L'Hishtamish Olav, it's not going, if you did this on one side of the Kaisel, it's not going to give the B'nai HaChatzar on that side the rights to the top of the wall to take Kelim Sheshav Sababayis to the top of the wall. V'loyla Arev Yachad, nor is it going to be effective if such ladders would be on both sides of the wall, or even if there was a proper ladder on one side, and on the other side you would have this combination of ladder and straw, it would not be effective to create a Pesach between the two Chatzeres. It would not allow them to join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. And the Mechaber explains why. He says, Shemekayim Maimad Haraglayim Hu Be'emtza Sulam. When you climb a ladder, you don't put your foot on the outside of the ladder, right? You put your feet in between the two side posts of the ladder. So anybody who's going to try to climb up these ladders, they're not putting their feet on your DIY straw rungs between the ladders. They're putting their feet in the middle of the ladders on the rungs. So these straw rungs don't count for anything. Nobody is using that straw to climb the ladder. These words, Ve'en Roy Lalis Pakash, are very interesting because literally what it seems to mean is it's not Roy, it sounds almost like that the problem is that the straw cannot support the person's weight, which is very possibly true. What's interesting is that that's not the Lashon of the Mechaber. And the truth is that the words of the Gemara itself, what the Gemara says is, this is no good, ein kaf haregel oyla behen, because the feet do not go up on the rungs. Rashi over there says, ein kaf haregel oyla bekashim, Zok Rashi, stam alias haraglayim. The default way of climbing a ladder is be'emtza sulamu. You put your feet in the middle of the ladder, right? Between the two side posts on the rungs. You don't put your feet on the outside. So from Rashi and from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the real problem over here is not so much that the straw can't support the weight of the person, as much as you're just not going to use those rungs. That's not what you do. You put your feet in the middle. But the end of Rashi says, v'zeh ein roy lekach. Rashi doesn't say, you know, the default position is to use the middle of the ladder, and this is outside the ladder. Rashi says, no, the default position is used to the middle of the ladder, and these straw rungs are not roy lekach. So it sounds like Rashi is kind of like cutting it in the middle somewhere, and I think he might be doing it because of another halacha that we're going to learn soon. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, how about another case? V'imhemid hasulam be'emtza v'hakash ben atzad. How about if what you did was like this? Let's say you had a ladder, one ladder, and you had a ladder that was three tvachim wide. Again, you don't have the requisite four tvachim. How am I going to make four tvachim out of it? So what you do is like this. In hemen asulam be'emtza, you put the ladder in the middle, v'hakash min hatzad, and now you create extensions of the rungs on the outside of the ladder, on the, you know, beyond the side posts of the ladder, on each side, you extend the rungs using your straw rungs. That, says the Mechaber, Mahani, that is effective. Bein la tirei l'ishtameish alav. If the B'nai HaChatzar on one side did this, it will give them rights to the top of the wall. Bein la'arev yachad. Or, if you have ladders on both sides, it will be effective to allow them to join in a joint Eruv HaChatzeres. So basically, what comes out from Sif Yud Gimel, we're dealing with extending ladders. We don't have ladders of sufficient width. In the first case, you took two ladders, you put them alongside each other, you left a gap in the middle, you made straw rung extensions going from one ladder to the other. The Mechaber says that's no good, that's not effective. Why? Because the rungs are not effective. Why are the rungs not effective? Because the feet go in the middle of the ladder, they don't go on the outside of the ladder, and the rungs are not royal lekach. You're not going to climb on those straw rungs. If you have a ladder of three tvachim in the middle, and you make straw rung extensions on the outside of the ladder, That is okay. Now, many of you are wondering, why is that okay? L'chaira, you still have the same problem. You're not putting your feet on the outside of the ladder. Oh, the answer is going to be that no, we're not going to use the rung extensions on the outside of the ladder for feet. We're going to use the rung extensions on the outside of the ladder as handholds. You could spread your arms now, and you could hold on to those straw rung extensions on the outside of the ladder to help you ascend the ladder, and that is sufficient to say that now we have a ladder that's talit tvachim wide. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and kuf gimelu milei ha'avishu b'nei bakash, sha'asan keit shlivos, you made straw rung extensions in the middle going from ladder to ladder. Ice cotton kuf dalid va'akash ben atzad. The first case was no good. The second case is where you made your straw rug extensions out on the side. Ubazen nishlam ashir meshe reichav abot tvachim la'asulam. And by making these outside straw rug extensions, you're increasing the width of the ladder to the requisite four tvachim. In that case, ice cotton kuf hay. In that case, says the Machaber Mahani, that it is effective. Why? Levisha kaf haregel oyla basulam. Because in a chinami, the feet are not going to use these outside straw or rug extensions. The feet are going to go in the middle of the ladder. But the outside straw rug extensions are still useful because you could use them as handholds to help you ascend the ladder. Therefore, they are effective. And the Mechaber said they're effective. If these ladders are reaching within the sheer lavud of the top of the wall. And is also either such a ladder, or could be even a proper ladder. On the other side of the wall, you now have an effective Pesach between the two chatzeres, and they could be ma'ariv in a joint to Ruvi chatzeres. The Chavetz Chaim is reminding us, throughout this simon, whenever we say that something is effective, to allow the two chatzeres to join and adjoin to Ruvi chatzeres, that always means Ma'irish Asakein Gamba Chatzer Hashenis, that something was done on the other side of the Kaisel too. If you did something effective on one side of the Kaisel and not the other, that will grant the Bnei Chatzer on that side access to the top of the wall, but it will not create a doorway between the two chatzeres. Moving along to Sif Yodalad, very similar theme, says the Mechaber. Again, Ein Hasulam Rachav Arbo. You have a ladder. Your ladder is not dalut tvachim wide. Doesn't have the requisite size. Ein asulam rachav arbo. And now the people of this chatzer are very enterprising. They're not making straw rung extensions. What are they going to do? V'chokak etzlay b'kaisel la'ashlimay la'arbo. Okay, what they did over here was like this. They took a ladder, and like the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, they put this ladder vertically right up against the surface of the wall. So this ladder is not sloped. It's not that the bottom of the ladder is on the ground, let's say, two tfachim away from the wall, and the ladder is sloping and leaning against the wall. No. This ladder is like what I always refer to as a fire escape ladder. It's vertically screwed, let's say, to the wall, flush up against the wall. It's a vertical ladder, but it's not dalut tfachim wide. So what could we do in order to extend the ladder? So you know what they do? The wall is a thick wall. They take a shovel or some tools, and on the same plane, on the same horizontal plane as the rungs of the ladder, they go outside the ladder and they dig footholds into the wall. So now, when you go to climb this ladder, you've got a rung of the ladder in between the two side posts of the ladder, and on each side of the ladder, you've got footholds that are dug into the wall. Okay. Ein asulam rachav arba. The ladder was not dalut tvachim wide. The chokak etzloi bakaisel. And now they dug into the wall next to the ladder. La shlima la arba. To extend the width of the ladder to four tvachim. So we're calling these steps that we dig into the wall, they're also like rung extensions outside the ladder. Says the Mechaber, an interesting kula. Dailoi sheyochok begoiva asar. First of all, these rung extensions that you dig into the wall, clearly they are effective to create the width of the wall. Now, we'll have to discuss why is this okay. right? In the previous case of the straw rung extensions, we said if the straw rung extensions are on the outside of the ladder, no good. Why? Because the feet go in middle of the ladder. The feet don't go outside the ladder. Over here also, we're making rung extensions outside the ladder. The difference is that now they're dug into the wall. This is why I said earlier, it could be, that's why Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'ar Tzvi, based on Rashi, that's why they're kind of cutting in the middle. In that case, with the straw rung extensions, is the problem just that by default the feet go in the middle of the ladder, and therefore anything outside the ladder can't be considered rung extensions? Or is it also a combination of the fact that the straw rung extensions are not roilekach, they're not going to support the weight of the person? Over here, footholds dug into the wall will help, will support the weight of the person. But let's see. But in any case, this is what was done. Now the interesting kula that the Mechaber says is, in such a case, dailoi sheyachoik begoiva asar. If you're doing this, let's say the wall is 15 tvachim tall, right? Now the ladder has to reach either the top of the wall, or the ladder has to reach at least within sheer lovud, within three tvachim of the top of the wall. So if your wall, let's change the case a little. Let's say the wall is 20 tvachim. Let's just use round numbers. If the wall, you know what, I don't like 20. Let's go back to what I said. Let's go back to 15. Let's say the wall is 15 tvachim tall. So a ladder has to reach at least a little bit over the 12 tefach point, so that it's less than three tvachim to the top of the wall. The top of the ladder is within sheer lovud of the top of the wall. If you have a two tefach ladder, right? So two tefachim is not enough. You put your two tefach ladder vertically up against the side of the wall. Now you dig into the wall one tefach rung extensions on one side of the ladder, one tefach rung extensions on the other side of the ladder. We now say that you have four tefachim of ladder. But those dug in rung extensions do not have to go to within sheer lovud of the top of the wall. The ladder proper has to reach within sheer lovud of the top of the wall. But the dugout rung extensions only have to go up to the 10 tefach point. They don't have to reach the top of the wall. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why this is. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ois katan kuf zayin. The chakak et slama kaisel. Kigayin, for example. Shezakaf asulam biyosher. You stood this ladder vertically up against the wall. Now, I spoke that out, right? I said that in this case, the ladder has to be vertically up against, flush up against the wall. Why? Very simple why. Because if we're counting on rung extensions that have been dug out of the surface of the wall, if the ladder is leaning sloped against the wall, so then the bottom several rungs of the ladder are standing away from the wall. In that case, what do rung extensions dug into the surface of the wall help? Your feet are not near the wall. Your feet are, there's a gap between the bottom of the wall, between the bottom of the ladder and the wall, right? Because the ladder's on a slope. That's why, says the Mishnah Berurah, in this case, the ladder's not on a slope. The ladder is affixed, flush up against the wall, so that the rung extensions are useful. The chakak mikan mikan b'kaisel shoyo'av, they dug out into the wall, which was thick, v'asakim in shlivos, and they made like rungs. They dug out like rungs into the surface of the wall. And again, this is being pulled from Rashi in the Sugya, Adaf Ayin Ches. I believe this is on Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Lahashlam Ashir Sharoichav Arba Tvachim, so that you should have four Tvachim of ladder. Oizkot Gov Ches, Dailoi, Pirish. What's the Mechaber saying here? Hasulam Ba'atzmai Tzar Shiyal Ad Reish HaKoysel. The language of the Mechaber is, Dailoi Sheyachoik Begoyva Asar. The digouts that you're making, the rung extensions that you're digging into the surface of the wall, those only have to go up to the 10 tefach point. So, avala sula ba'atzmai, but the ladder proper, tzarek sheyalad resha kaisel, has to go to the top of the wall, or at least, I'll call panam pachis mishleisha tfachim, or at least to within sheer lovet of the top of the wall, the chanal b'sivches, like we said in sivches when we were discussing ladders. The ladder has to go within sheer lovet of the top of the wall. Here we have this interesting kula that the rung extensions that you're digging out only have to go up to the 10 tefach point. Why? Because let's remember, when we talk about the basic case of having a mechitza between two chatzeros and having a doorway in the mechitza that's going to allow the two chatzeros to join in a joint to Reuven chatzeros. A doorway, we said, has a minimum size. What's the minimum size of a doorway? Dalut tvachim wide, and how tall? 10 tvachim tall. You're using these ladders as doorways. Because this is a din derabanan, the Chazal is splitting hairs over here. Chazal is saying like this. The ladder has to be dalut tvachim wide. Why? Because that's Sher Pesach. You only have a 2 tefach ladder. We're going to let you get away with digging in footholds into the surface of the wall, a tefach on each side. Now you've got the requisite width of a Pesach of dalut tvachim. But how tall do you have to go with that? Oh, you only have to go to the 10 tefach point. Why? Because if you dug out rung extensions up to the 10 tefach point, then up until the 10 tefach point, you have the shear of a Pesach. You have ladder that's dalut tvachim wide together with your dugout footholds, and they go up to the 10 tefach point. So you've got the requisite Pesach height of 10 tefachim. But could the ladder stop there? No, the ladder can't stop there. The ladder has to go all the way up to within shear lovin of the top of the wall. Says the Mishnah Berura, even though from the 10 tefach point going up until you hit within shear lovin of the top of the wall, you don't have the shear tefach, the shear Pesach, because you don't have dalut tvachim tall, because you stopped making your dugout rung extensions, and b'kachlum, that doesn't bother us. The ladder is still an effective way to get to the top of the wall. So we're splitting hairs here. When we say that we need to reach within shear lovin of the top of the wall, our only concern is that it should be a usable ladder. A usable ladder doesn't have to be 16 inches wide. We don't need a shear of dalut tvachim wide in order to have a usable ladder that's going to allow you to access the top of the wall. But we don't have shear Pesach. For Iruve Chatzeres purposes, it's not enough to have usable ladder. We need a shear Pesach. Okay, shear Pesach is 4x10. So fine, as long as you have dalut tvachim wide to a height of 10 tvachim, you've got shear Pesach. You didn't reach to within shear lovin to the top of the wall? Yes, you will. With a 2 tefach wide ladder, you'll reach the top of the wall. So you'll have a usable ladder up to within shear lovin to the top of the wall. That's enough. Rabbi Isai, you only have this kind of hair splitting when it comes to Dinei Darabanan. Okay. Ois katan kuf yud. Tzarech she yachayk. Did we do that? No, we didn't do that yet. Let's go back into the Mechaber. We're in the second line of Sif Yodalit, a little bit before the middle of the line. Says the Mechaber, V'em lo yehem et sulam klal. Hey, once we're on the topic of digging out rungs into the wall, right? Once we're thinking about taking a shovel and digging out footholds into the surface of the wall, sounds like somebody on Chalamoid went rock climbing and they got this idea. So V'em lo yehem et sulam klal. Let's say you don't have a ladder at all. So you say, oh, you know what? Skip the ladder. I'll just dig out footholds into the surface of the wall, and I'll call that the ladder. You just dug out steps, like rungs, into the surface of the wall. Then, you have to do it to the full height of the wall, or like the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, at least to within the sheer lovin of the top of the wall. Well, that's a davar pashut, right? Because you need sulam. You need something that goes up to within shear lovin of the top of the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Kuf Yud, Tzarech Shen Yochayk, Bereichav Arba, B'chol Goy V'Hakoysel. Very interesting. If I would have stopped you before we read Ois Katan Kuf Yud, I think many of you would have had a very strong Havamina to say, all right, we want to make the workload over here as light as possible. So you know what we'll do? We'll dig out Shlivos, we'll dig out rungs into the surface of the wall that are dalut tefachim wide. We'll take the dalut tefach width up to the 10 tefach height point. So now we have shear Pesach going up to dalut tefachim. Then we'll dig out shlivos into the surface of the wall, only 2 tefachim wide. We'll give the contractor a break. We'll give the kaplan a break. Why? Because we only need sulam going to within shear lovin of the top of the wall. So we have 4x10, Shir Pesach, And then going up the rest of the way, we'll just do Shlivais 2 Tvachim wide. Why do I need 4 Tvachim wide? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, you can't do that. In this case, where you're skipping the ladder completely and you're relying only on the dugout Shlivais, guess what? Now you need dugout Shlivais in a width of Dalut Tvachim all the way to within sheer level to the top of the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? And if you look at Sharetzion, Ice Cut and Ayin Hay, he's bringing this directly from the Gemara itself, because the Gemara says, Debazeh ein noyach kol kach lalois kamay b'shlivei sulam. Again, we're mavish splitting hairs over here. When we're talking about a ladder is very easily used. You don't have to practice rock climbing in order to use a ladder. So yeah, we'll let you get away with 4x10 together with your dugout rung extensions so you have the shir Pesach, and then we'll let you get away with a narrow ladder going the rest of the way up to within shir lavet of the top of the wall. But you want to use dugout rungs in the surface of the wall and not have any ladder at all? Then you need 4 tefachim wide all the way to within shir lavet of the top of the wall. Why? Because it's not so easy to use. That's why. Okay, let's finish off the sif over here. Says the Mechaber, I should have just read this phrase already then. Says the Mechaber, right by the Oiskot and Kofiud base for the Mishnah Berurah, in this case of Sif Yodalad, both of these cases of Sif Yodalad, where you're using these dugout rug extensions, Umoyel Bein Lahatu Tashbish Bein La'arav Yachad, again, this whole Sif, these cases where we say that it's effective, it will be effective in order to give the Bnei HaChatzar on one side rights to the top of the wall. If it was only done on one side, it'll be effective to create a Pesach between the two Chatzeros to allow them to join in a joint the River Chatzeros if it was done on both sides. Mishnah Berurah is cut in Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Aleph. We did two Kuf Yud Aleph. B'chol Goyva HaKoysel, you've got to go all the way up to within Shia Lavud. V'amnam, the Mishnah Berurah points out, because the language of the Mechaber suggests that these dugout rungs would have to go mamish all the way to the top, says Chavetz Chaim, don't make that mistake. That's not true. V'amnam, im nishar min ha-goyva, rak pachas m'shoy shetvachim m'shloch ha-kokoy, as long as you get to within Shia Lavud, mistabra gamkein to bahani, it brings down for the Prima Gadim that this would be okay. Ha'izkot kof yud beiz, u'moyol zekoy gam ha-resha, when the Mechaber says over here that it's effective bein la'arev yachad to join in a joint to river chatzeros, or it's also effective to give one side the wall zekai gamaresha. It goes on both cases here of sif yodalud.
Moving along to sif tesvav, 5 lines off the bottom, resh ben beis amud aleph, says to mechaber, haya ilon b'tzad hakoysel. Let's say there was a tree that was growing alongside the wall. Vasahu sulam lakaisel, and they're using it as a ladder to access the top of the wall or to get over the wall. So you've got a tree that's growing right next to the wall, and it's got branches extending out from the trunk of the tree, and it's easily climbable. So this tree is effectively a ladder to climb over or to the top of the wall. Says the Mechaber, im ratzu ma'arvin echad. If you have a tree on each side, or you have a tree on one side and a ladder on the other side, the tree is a valid access point either to the top or to over the wall, so much so that if there's a tree on both sides or a tree on one and a ladder on the other, it will allow the two chatzeres to join in a joint eruv chatzeres. Aval, however, the Mechaber does throw in a caveat. Im osa ashera sulam lakaisel, let's say this tree was an avodah zara tree. It was an asherah. If they want to try to use the Asherah tree as a ladder to climb up the wall, ein ma'arvin echad, that would not allow for a joint eruv chatzeros. Why? They should also lalis aleihem in atayra, because it's an issur daraisa to climb on an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree is avodah zara. It's also ba'anah, sherei asura ba'anah. Let's pause here for a second. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. It's cut in Kuf Yud Gimel. Im ratzu ma'arvin echad, says the Mishnah Berurah, She'ein iser lalois al stam ilon. Take a look at what the Dei Rishayna over here in the Mechaber is saying. The Dei Rishayna brought by the Mechaber is of the opinion that a regular tree is a valid sulam to get up to the top of the wall or to get over the wall. An Asherah tree? No. Why an Asherah tree? No. Because it's usher. You're not allowed to climb up an Asherah tree. Now, by the Asherah tree, it's an issur daraisa, granted, because it's avodah zara, it's usher b'anah b'daraisa. But how about a regular tree? You're not allowed to climb a regular tree on Shabbos either. Also, l'hishtamish be'ilon. Ah, but that's an issa d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, she'ein issa lalis al stal ilon b'shabbos, elam d'vrei soifrim. The issa of hishtamishus be'ilon on Shabbos is an issa d'rabbanan. Okay, how does that help us? U'beben ashmasha ishu shas k'niyas ha'eruv. When does the Erev go into effect? The Erev goes into effect at the onset of Shabbos at Ben Ashmashas. What did we learn in Chelek Gimel? Like Gazral Shvus Shel Divrayim. Isurei Derabanan are waived, in certain instances at least, during the Ben Ashmashas period. We can be makel with Isurei Derabanan during Ben Ashmashas. You have Tzarech Mitzvah, etc. So the Issa Derabanan is often waived during Ben Ashmashas of Ishtamashas Be'ilan, and therefore the Deir Rishayna holds that the tree could be a valid sulam if the only iser is the iser d'rabbanon of being mishtamish be'ilon. But if it's an asher tree, now you have a daraisa problem, now you're not allowed to climb this tree, and it's not good. Okay, so like I said, that was the Deir Rishayna. But now we go to a very interesting shita, four lines off the bottom in the Mechaber, near the end of the line, the shita's harash. Varash zal, the rush is the cradle of racha kasa behepech. He writes punkt fakert. He writes the opposite. The ilan einoimoyel, a regular stam tree, is not an effective sulam in the context of iruv chatzeros. Vashera mayelis, but there's at least some cases where an ashera tree that could be a sulam. Vahu shetayevesha, it would have to be a dead, tried out asherah tree. A dead dried out asherah tree, a dead dried out, not tried out, a dead dried out asherah tree could actually be a good sulam in the context of Eruv and Chatzeres. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here to understand the Shitas HaRash. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ois Katan Kuf Yodalut. The Ilan Ein Amoyel. The Rush says that a regular Ilan you cannot use as a ladder. The Kevin also lalis by Shabbos because the Issa d'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. All right, the Day Rishon is not concerned about that because of the Ben Ashmashas issue. But the Rosh is concerned about it, and he explains why. The Issa ba mikoyach Shabbos. The Issa of climbing up a Stam Ilan on Shabbos is an Issa d'Rabbanan of Shabbos. Says the Rosh, this is a stira. How could you take a tree where there's an Issa d'Rabbanan of Yisurei Shabbos to climb up that tree and use it to be matir tiltal on Shabbos in a chatzah or from the bias to the chatzah or etc. etc.? How could you take something that mikayach chelik gimel in Mishnah Berurah is asur on Shabbos and use it to be matir something in chelik dalid of Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos? The Rosh says that's a stira. Veich yatir davar l'Shabbos, devar l'kishnei soisrim. So the Rosh is not willing to bank on this idea. Well, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. The Erev goes into effect Ben Ashmashas. At Ben Ashmashas, we can waive issa d'rabbanan. The Rosh says, you know what? We're not using an issa d'rabbanan of Shabbos to go be matir another issa d'rabbanan of Shabbos. Doesn't make sense, says the Rosh. Now, the truth is that even the sheet of the Deir Rishayna needs a lot of hesber, because it's very nice that Peshas Kniyas HaErev, the tree is usable. But like many ask, what are you calling this? You're calling it a Pesach between the two Chatzeros? But it's a Pesach which is destined to become closed up on Shabbos, right? Because as soon as we get past Ben Ashmashas, there's an Issa d'Rabbanan to use the tree. So how could we count on this to be matir, to act as a Pesach between the two Chatzeres, to allow for a joint Eruv Chatzeres? The Achrayim are very, very troubled by this. There are various explanations. Okay, moving along to Kuf Tesvav. V'ashera mayelis. And says the Rosh, an Ashera? An Ashera, at least sometimes, can be a Sulam between the two Chatzeres. V'ashera mayelis. Why? Hayol v'lespa mishum iser Shabbos. Because we're talking about a tree where there is no Issa d'Rabbanan to climb the tree. What is that? That's what the Mechaber said at the end of the Sif. According to the Rosh, an Asherah tree could be a Sulam if it's dead and dried out. Because really, me Ikar Adin, there isn't even an Issa d'Rabbanan to climb a dead, dried out tree. Like we'll see in Iskot and Kuf Tezayin. But let's finish Kuf Tezva first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afagav Sheyesh Ba Issa Acher Shehu Issa Avadis Gilulim. the Rosh is saying, well, if you have a dead, dried out Asherah tree, there is no Issur Shabbos to climb that tree, so it could be a Sulam. Ay, does it Issur Daraisa of being Nene from an Asherah? According to the Rosh, we're not concerned about that. Why? To become a pischahu. Because you can't say that the tree does not create a doorway between the two chatzeros. The physical facts on the ground are that you have a tree there, which somebody can climb on. Yes, he'll be over in Issur Daraisa by doing it, but he can climb on it to access the top of the wall or to get to the ladder on the other side and go over the wall. So the physical facts on the ground are that there is a Pesach. Ah, you're not allowed to climb on it? Okay. V'arye de reviale. What would be if there would be a doorway, a real doorway, between the two chatzeres, and there's a lion crouched in the doorway? Are we going to say that that doorway is not a doorway in the context of the halakas of Ruvi chatzeres because nobody's going to use it because they might get gobbled up by the lion? No, we're not going to say that. There is a doorway. There's grada zaitike issue. There's a lion. So too says the Rosh over here. When it comes to the Issur Daraisa of being Nene from an Asherah, that's an Ari. That's a lion crouched in the doorway. But there is a Pesach. But the Issur Derabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilan, that's a problem that we can't overcome. Why? Because according to the Rosh, that problem is not a problem because it prevents me from using the tree. The problem over there is a Lumdusha problem. The problem is that there's a Stira. You want to use something that's Usur, Mitam Hilchus Shabbos, in order to be Matir, another Issur Shabbos. That the Rosh can't behold. That he can't handle that. That doesn't make sense according to the Rosh. But even this Asherah tree will have to be Yavesha. It'll have to be dead, dried out, shamed by Peros, so it certainly doesn't, it's not growing any fruit. V'olin, there are no leaves. V'anofim, there are no fresh twigs or branches. Does like Aishin and Shemi Yitlish. What's the Issur Derabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilon? The Issur Derabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilon is we're afraid if we're going to let you climb a tree, you might pick fruit off the tree. It's a daraisa. You might break a branch off the tree to use it as a switch to hit an animal. Again, it's a daraisa. That's why there's an Issur Derabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilon. But if it's a dead tree, really there's no room for an Issur Derabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilon. There isn't even an Issur Derabbanan by a dead tree. Ilav Mishum Issur Asherah. So if you have a dead Asherah tree, there is no Issur Shabbos. There's only an Issur Daraisa of being Nene from an Asherah, which the Rosh isn't concerned with. But the Mishnah Berurah does take us back to Chelek Gimel and remind us the halach is we're not even allowed to climb one should be careful not even to climb on a dead, dried out tree on Shabbos. But Hassam over there, Rak Mishum Siog Vigeder, Shalay Avoy Lahakil Bishari Lanois. It's not an Issur Derabbanan to climb a dead tree. Yesh Lizar, a person should be careful not to climb even a dead tree, because if he does, he might come to be Makel on climbing trees, and then he might come to be over the Issur Derabbanan of climbing a tree that's not dead. The El Yerabbah Paskins like the Dea Rishina over here. I know we're going long, but I have to stop running behind. So we're going to move along to do at least part of Sif Tezayin, says the Mechaber, two lines off the bottom. Till now, we've been talking about chatzeros that are separated by a wall. How about if we have chatzeros that are separated by a ditch? Says the Mechaber, Chritz Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. If you have a trench or a ditch that exists between two chatzeres, separating two chatzeres, Amay Kasara, this ditch is 10 tefachim deep, V'rochav Arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so to cross it, it's a 4 tefach crossing, Ein Yechaylim La'arev Yachad, this is an effective separation between the two chatzeres, and they cannot join in a joint the river chatzeres, Filu Malei Tevin V'kash, this is true, even if the ditch is filled up with straw, and stubble, kalsman chalei bitloi, unless the owners of the straw and the stubble have beferish verbally stated that they're being mavapal, this teven and kash for the duration of Shabbos, that they have no intent of allowing it to be removed for the duration of Shabbos. In that case, the ditch would be considered filled in, and it would no longer be a separation. Says the Mishnah is cut and kuf yud zayin chvitcha bein shnei chaseros a ditch that separates two chaseros. Pirush shaloi haya b'neim shum mechitza hamasekes. There's no wall dividing these two chaseros. Rak chritz ba'alma. All there is a ditch. Is cut and kuf yud ches amayk asara. It's 10 tefachim deep. Shekishem shebekniset shekavay asara masekes bein rishuyos. The same way a wall, a kaisel, or a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall is an effective separation between two chaseros. Kein chritz. So to a ditch shu amayk shir that has the depth of 10 tefachim, gam ken mechalik rishuyos, also acts as a halachic separation between the chatzeros and disallows them from joining an adjoining ruv chatzeros. Umayrish achritz halach mechal oirech achatzeros mikatze el katze. We're speaking about a case where the trench runs along the full size, the full length of the chatzeros. So it's a complete separation between the two chatzeros. Dem nechzar arba tefachim. Let's say you would have a space in middle somewhere where the trench is filled in. So you have a 4 tefach wide area where there is no trench. Nechshav oisem makom kepesach. Well, then that 4 tefach wide area would be an effective doorway between the chrit, between the separation. And once again, they would be allowed to join in a joint iruv chatzeres. Ukidol kameh b'sif yud zayin, like we're going to see later on in sif yud zayin. Ais kan kuf yutes v'rochav arba. In order to be a separator, a divider between the two chatzeres, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. Arba tefachim. The papachas mikan. If it would be less than that, noyach lepasan misvasay asvasay. It's very easy. If it would be only 2 tefachim wide, let's say it's 7 inches across. You just take one step over it. How is that a divider? It's very easy to step right over it. It wouldn't be a divider. The entire trench along the full size of the chaserais has to be 4 tefachim wide in order to be a divider. If it's filled with tevin and kash, Tevin, straw, and stubble, these could be used for animal fodder. And therefore, we can't, even if the trench is filled with tevin and kash, we don't consider it to be filled because it could be somebody who will allow his animals to eat the tevin and the kash on Shabbos. And in the middle of Shabbos, that tevin and kash will be gone. So we can't consider the trench to be filled in the context of the halachas of Ruvei Chatzeres, because it's not, we have to be choshish that it's not going to remain filled. If it would be spoiled, rotting tevin and kash, shein roi lamachal behema, dine ka'afar, that would have the din of afar, which we will see tomorrow. Va'afilu stama nami mevutal, there you don't need the onus to be mevatal them beferish, it's enough. By default, it's considered mavotl. So if the trench is full with afar, with dirt, or with gravel, then we consider it to be filled. So if you have rotting tevin and kash, the ditch would also be considered filled because we're not concerned that an animal will come to eat it. Unless the owners of the tevin and the kash verbally beferish stated that they're being mavatl and beferish. The Omar, loisha kilna mayhacha, they say we're not removing it and we're not allowing it to be removed. The Eshaimim, there are those that say shafil loy Omar befiv, even if they didn't make a verbal statement, rachihiski belibo ozeh, but they say, oh, don't worry, on every Shabbos I had in mind that I'm being mavatl the tevin and the kash, gamkein memela misbatel. Okay, first time we went over an hour in a long time, but we need to catch up. Thank you so much for joining me for Limanat Torah, discussing with Limanat Torah, Shemi Begin, and God's Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah, Shetzein, Yeshua, Sefuras, Panos, and Shidduchim, Tolos, Need. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezkal Tzedek, B'meir, V'yameinu, Amen. Be well.